Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The stage is set for a rematch in the NCAA Women's Championship game after the Iowa Hawkeyes knocked out the UConn Huskies 71-69.
Clark, step back three. You bet!
Caitlin Clark leading the drive for Iowa with 21 points as heard on ESPN. She will once again face unbeaten South Carolina in Sunday's afternoon title game.
A dominant second half from the flawless Gamecocks.
South Carolina surged past North Carolina State 78-59. The body of a third victim has been recovered from the debris of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore, with three others still to be found. President Biden got an on-site briefing there, as we hear from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
After an aerial tour and a view from the ground, the president announced some progress in opening up two small channels in the Port of Baltimore.
The Army Corps announced that by the end of April, they'll be able to open the third channel for some commercial traffic, including car carriers. And by the end of May, we'll open the full channel.
Biden also repeated his pledge that the federal government will cover the cost of rebuilding, much like it has done in other cities that faced similar disasters. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
People along the East Coast are still talking about the near-record earthquake that was felt from New England to New York and much of the Mid-Atlantic. This resident is in Lebanon, New Jersey.
So we were at home, working from home on my computer, the coffee table, and I heard the loudest boom and crack, as if the house cracked in half or something.
The Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in the Gaza drone strike that killed seven aid workers associated with the World Central Kitchen. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari said the group did everything it was supposed to when making a supply run.
The investigation found that the WCK coordinated everything correctly with the IDF in advance.
There are growing concerns over security at the nation's airports. The TSA confirms to CBS News that hundreds of passengers were able to slip past checkpoints last year. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman has more on the security breakdown.
The TSA confirms a sobering trend. More than 300 instances of people trying to skirt security just in the last year. More than 200 of them went the wrong way into airport exits. Another 80 people somehow snuck past the TSA's ID checking stations. 85% of them were eventually stopped.
The Labor Department says the employers in America delivered 303,000 jobs in March. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin farmers who practice managed grazing to keep their soil healthy will have another chance for new federal funding. Mike Mohn has more.
The milk you drink or the beef you eat may have come from a farm that rotates its livestock in a certain way to establish a healthier landscape. The USDA has announced that $22 million is available for regional networks of farmers who offer peer-to-peer technical assistance on this practice. The approach involves raising and feeding livestock in a pasture and moving them regularly, allowing that section of land to recover. When federal funding was restored last year, Michael Fields Agricultural Institute's Margaret Crome says the demand was overwhelming.
It really wasn't a very long application period, and we still had a lot of applicants that couldn't get funded because there was just not enough money. And we anticipate that will happen again.
These waves of assistance come after a 15-year absence of federal funding for the Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative. The application deadline is May 26th. Some of the benefits linked with managed grazing include improved soil health and carbon sequestration. In northwestern Wisconsin, dairy farmer Kevin Mahalko has been doing managed grazing on his land for nearly 30 decades. He says it has allowed his operation to survive difficult stretches, including drought, and it keeps his expenses lower.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment.
cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
Chrome says expanding these education networks can especially help beginning farmers as technology improves with things like electric fences for moving livestock. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Hometown Radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-20s. Sunny, warmer with the wind picking up tomorrow, high mid-50s. Cloudy, breezy, some showers Sunday, high only mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few more showers around on Monday, highs return to near 50 degrees. Right now it's 31.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. A glorious day here in the great state of Wisconsin, at least in Madison, where I'm broadcasting from the WMDX 92.7 FM studios. Scott Rich here. He is lightly screening your phone calls at 844-967-2789. And on Fridays, the tradition here is the airing of the grievances. So we'd love to hear from you. But the guest list today, not your grievance, I'm telling you. Pat Kreitlow is going to join us very soon. Pat Kreitlow, a former state senator and one of Civic Media's fine hosts, the Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. So Pat joins us at about 3:30. Dominic, as is his custom, fashionably late, will join at 4. Although I should point out, in deference to the president coming to my hometown on Madison, Joe Biden coming to Madison on Monday, we don't have any details. We're hoping to have details any moment, perhaps before the end of business. You know, we'll inform you if we get the info. But Joe Biden's coming to town, and if Joe's coming, I'm going. And Dom will join us for the 3 o'clock hour on Monday. He'll break custom, but not today. So anyways, look forward to Dom at 4 today, and then one of our good friends, host of the Amicus show. I think I'm saying that wrong. I've always called the submissions that, let's call it, Friends of the Court sends to the Supreme Court, usually in the state of Wisconsin, it's the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or maybe the McIver Institute. Lately, we've seen Law Forward, but I always called it Amicus Briefs. And I actually think it's Amicus, and that's the name of Jim Santel's new show. Nobody inquired with me, but anyways, I'm not even sure if I'm saying it right. I struggled so badly with the cannolis. Anyways, Jim Santel, our favorite former U.S. attorney, joining in the 5 o'clock hour. Plenty of legal updates for you coming soon in this hour. It is going to be a big hour. There is a new Republican probable entrant to the 8th CD. Now, that's the Green Bay area. And we just introduced you to the Democratic, the newest Democratic entrant, perhaps the only Democratic entrant. That'd be my hope. We got a good one. We don't need several. Dr. Kristen Lierley. She joined us on the big show yesterday. If you missed her, she was in the 4 o'clock hour. Check the podcast. And she had a very successful campaign launch, my understanding. I gave a little smidgen I gave to her campaign. And I told her I've only given directly to one other campaign. Although I can't remember. Maybe I gave Bernie Sanders a few shekels through Act Blue. But I only gave money directly to one other campaign. And they won. So, you know, don't let me down, Kristen. So she's in the race. And there's a probable Republican, I can only tell you, his entrance somehow relates to the Flintstones. You'll have to stick around and figure out what Crudy's talking about today. What the hell are you talking about, Crudy? But I want to call this a coin flip Friday edition. Or as our friends at the, you know, state Republican Party might call it, they might prefer, you know, the heads we win, tails you lose Friday edition. By any means necessary, but I find myself referencing, going to start with the facts, just the facts, PolitiFact Wisconsin, and a statement made by the Republican Party chairman, Brian Schimming, an old radio dog, guy we know. And Schimming made a statement. Wisconsin is used to tight elections, razor-thin presidential races, statewide cliffhangers, but when Wisconsin Republican Party chairman, Brian Schimming, claimed in a media call during the Vice President Kamala Harris's March 6th visit that we've had 12 elections in 24 years in Wisconsin that have been decided by less than 30,000 votes. It struck us as a lot. That seems like a lot. So we decided to dig into the numbers. Now I'm going to jump ahead here. I'm going to tell you the moral of this story. This statement by Schimming, absolutely true. Wisconsin is a coin flip state each and every elective cycle. And in part, you know, when I get on the radio each and every day and we do this for you, and my little buddy Dom, he's been coming along since like 2012. So we've seen about half of these elective races. I mean, I can't even believe we are up to our fourth presidential race that Dom and I personally covered. The president coming on Monday, did I mention that? He'll be, well, I guess there was Obama. There was Trump, there was Biden, and we'll see what happens in 2024. But this is our fourth presidential election cycle. We've seen so many of these close races, but let me run them down for you. Here is the math. Here are the facts, folks. The 2000 presidential election, Republican candidate George W. Bush narrowly defeated Al Gore in the state of Wisconsin. You recall how close it was in Wisconsin? 5,708 votes, 5,708. That is close. Then there was the 2004 presidential. Bush won again. Again, that's here in the state of Wisconsin, beating out Democratic ticket of then U.S. Senator John Kerry by 11,384 votes. In the 2006 Attorney General race, Republican J.B. Van Hollen defeated then Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, 8,859 votes. The 2008 Supreme Court race, and this is one of the most despicable races in the history of Wisconsin, Gableman corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. He disgraced the court with his campaign, and he won. He secured victory against incumbent Justice Lewis Butler with a lot of racially overtoned advertising with 22,303 votes to spare. The 2011 Supreme Court race, you guys all remember Kloppenburg, David Prosser. You know, that race came down to 7,004 votes. 7,004. And think if the roles had been reversed. Think about if David Prosser had a narrow lead and then the votes from some part of the district had come in, let's say Milwaukee County. Oh, you know, the elections officials in Milwaukee County, you know, on a personal thumb drive had forgotten to, you know, bring in the absentee ballots from Milwaukee County. So here they are, a day late. And oh yeah, the election, it's flipped. You know, so you hear these righties and they're talking, even in the spring election, do you know they're still talking about rigged Milwaukee County vote tallies in regards to the MPS referendum? I'm hearing it on right-wing talk radio. You know, people went to bed at 10 o'clock and they wake up and, well, the MPS referendum, now with the addition of the absentee ballots in Milwaukee, has passed. And of course, it was a close margin. But by implication, Dan O'Donnell is out there suggesting that somebody rigged a referendum vote in Milwaukee County. And I guess they did so for the benefit of the teachers union. I'm not exactly sure who Dan thinks rigged this race, but that's how close they are every single time. So that was just the other night. That obviously has already got false claims of rigging of elections because, you know, the absentee ballots come in. That sounds exactly like what Donald Trump said the other night. Donald Trump was in Green Bay. We played part of the speech. Those that listened along, I apologize. But he was here on Tuesday. He said, I won Wisconsin. When it came down to it, I won it. He also talked about, you know, 10 o'clock, everyone called to congratulate me. And then like 3:02 in the morning, ballot dumps. Well, these aren't ballot dumps. These are the counting of the ballots, the absentee ballots in Milwaukee County that typically favor Democrats. Because if you remember, Trump, he kept telling people, don't vote absentee. You got to vote in person. It's the only way that it's the only way it counts. But anyways, back to how close these races are. 2016 presidential. This one changed my life. Literally changed my life. Do you remember the day Donald Trump got elected here in the state of Wisconsin? Lefty talk radio got turned off in Madison, Wisconsin. Heartless radio turned off the mic. The day Donald Trump got elected, they started playing Christmas music, I believe. Went to a bar. Hawks right down the street here on State Street. I'm broadcasting on State Street right now. And a lot of our friends were there, and it turned into a miserable night. And it seemed bad, but by the end of the night, Hillary Clinton, the former First Lady, U.S. Senator, lost the state of Wisconsin by 22,784 votes. And they did a recount, did they not? At the bequest of Jill Stein? I think they did. 2018 gubernatorial race. Do you remember Tony Evers, Scotty Wanker? Now, that was a close race. I was sitting at the Roman Coin in Milwaukee, and the race got called about 1:30 in the morning when the, you know, the absentee ballots came in. Now, I would remind people, someone could have changed that. The Republicans had every opportunity to change, allow the absentee ballots to be counted earlier, so we wouldn't have these late-night accusations flying. A couple more here. 2018 Attorney General's race. Josh Call won by 17,190 votes. We recall the Brian Hagedorn race. This one, the most galling of my radio career, because we saw it go to Hagedorn over what I thought was a good candidate. Appeals Chief Judge Lisa Neubauer. He won by less than 6,000 votes. The presidential here, 2020, Biden won by 20,608 votes. Mandela Barnes, of course, lost to Rojo, 26,718 votes. And do you recall Doug LaFollette won the Secretary of State race against Amy Laudenbach, 2022, 7,442 votes. It is a coin flip here in the great state of Wisconsin. That's why I care so much. Tell you what, if we don't get out the vote, it is very easy to turn an election, and we don't want that. Come back. It's a Friday edition. We air grievances. Hope you don't have many.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It'd be great if life came with remote control.
You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Thank God. It's a coin flip Friday edition. You know, this state always comes down to a coin flip. There is a new candidate that's being bantered about. Merits apparently some ink at the Journal Sentinel today in the 8th CD. Former owner of the Dino Stop gas station chain considering a Republican run for Mike Gallagher's seat. I say the more the merrier. You've seen those Dinos, the green dinosaur Stegosauruses, I think. That's what Fred Flintstone used to slide down the back at 5 o'clock. Yabba-dabba-doo, right? Quitting time. Well, the owner, former owner of a northeastern Wisconsin dinosaur-branded gas station chain is considering joining the Republican primary to replace retiring Rep. Mike Gallagher. And he could do so with the backing of allies of former President Donald Trump. A guy named Tony Wyed, W-I-E-D, who sold the Green Bay-based Dino Stop Gas and convenience store chain in 2022. And he apparently is weighing a run for Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District, multiple people told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And the Trump-supported guy, Alex Bruisewitz, the Trump-aligned consultant who has been teasing a run of his own, is expected to throw his support behind the Wyed, W-I-E-D. Now, this guy, 47, met with Trump during the former president's rally in Green Bay Tuesday and brought with him a document titled Tony Wyed for Congress, W-I-O-8, Wisconsin's 8th, that included biographical information. One person with knowledge of the meeting said a photograph of the document obtained by the Journal Sentinel shows it was signed by Trump. So he brought his resume apparently to impress Donald Trump because he's seeking Donald Trump's support. Why would one run as a Republican if not to please the Cheeto Messiah? And Trump promptly autographed it like it was a common Bible. Bruisewitz, for weeks, teased a campaign of his own and claimed he would bring with him the full support of Trump's MAGA movement if he ran. He's promoted a big announcement set for Monday evening in Green Bay, but sources this week said Bruisewitz is likely to back Wyed, and aid his campaign. Never heard of this guy. Sorry, man. Don't know your name. I'm familiar with the dinosaurs. The move would be an unexpected shakeup in the race to replace Gallagher, who in February announced he would retire from Congress and said last month he would leave Capitol Hill on April 19th. You know, be proactive before the end of his term. Former State Senator Roger Roth, an Appleton Republican who ran for lieutenant governor in 22, noticed he's not the lieutenant governor. How did Tim Michaels' partnership work out for you, sir? And State Senator Andre Jacques, a Republican from De Pere, already in the race. Now, Bruisewitz, who currently lives in Florida, had been expected to join too. De Pere Democrat and OBGYN, and yesterday's fine guest in the 4 o'clock hour of the Devil's Advocates, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, is also running for the seat. And while it did not respond to phone calls and text messages seeking comment, Bruisewitz told the Journal Sentinel that he was the only person familiar with his own thinking, but did not dispute reports that he's expected to aid Wyed's campaign. There are certainly conversations that have been had over the course of the last 2 months. Bruisewitz said, he added that he was confident the 8th District will see a candidate who will put America first. You know what that means. Full MAGA, baby. Wyed must be properly MAGA. Now, Bruisewitz, one source says, has been serving as an informal advisor to Wyed and would do everything he can to help him win. Oh, that's so sweet. A source close to the Trump family told the Journal Sentinel on Friday that Trump will be behind whatever decision Alex so chooses to make. They're committed to making sure an America first candidate, kind of drop the A on there, America first candidate wins this seat. Wyatt, in the meantime, has been quietly preparing a run. He reached out to Wisconsin Republicans this week asking about hospitality suites at the state party's convention in Appleton set for March 17th. May 17th to 19th. So he's looking for party suites. We had party suites at the Democratic Party convention last year. I had a good time giving away some spotted cows. Sir, I would recommend nothing but good beer. Bud Light will not go over well at the Republican Party convention. Just a little free advice. Now, we had family member who said he was working with Brusewitz on Monday's event declined to answer questions Thursday about Wyatt's potential candidacy, saying only that there is a big announcement and Alex is making it. Well, that seems like a confirmation to me, Journal Sentinel, but whatever. Local county Republican chairman and former Packers vice president of administration Jason Wyatt is also expected to speak at the announcement Monday evening at the Legacy Hotel in Green Bay. Make your reservations. Brusewitz told the Journal Sentinel that former Trump confidant Steve Bannon will stream the event on his show. So Steve Bannon supports this guy. That should tell you what you need to know, folks. We had sold his 6 Dino Stop locations to a Denver-based company in 2022. At the time of the sale, the sum of which was not disclosed, Dino Stop had locations in Green Bay, Ledgeview, Manitowoc, New Franklin, Little Suamico, and Abrams. Those are Wisconsin cities, folks. We've really enjoyed being part of all the neighborhoods we operated in. We had told the Green Bay Press Gazette at the time, we made a lot of friends and have really enjoyed all our relationships with our team members, vendor partners, and customers. Now, Dino Stop had been in Green Bay since 1971, the Press Gazette wrote. That's longer than this guy's been alive, right? We had bought the chain in 1998 and adopted the chain's large green dinosaurs as a brand. It's a pretty strong brand. I like that brand. A family member told the Journal Sentinel, Wyatt is largely retired now, but occasionally does informal small business consulting. Wyatt donated $1,800 to the Trump campaign in late February, the Federal Elections Commission reports show. You're going to have to pony up more than $1,800 if you want the Cheeto Messiah's love. He's going to perceive you a rich man. You already cashed out, retired in your 40s. Come on, man. He's looking for, you know, at least, what, 6 figures? You're going to have to top $100,000. You want to impress the Cheeto Messiah. 4-figure donations, $1,800. That's not going to get her done. It is not. So this, an intriguing reporting. It seems as if Wyatt's going to join the race. I'll learn if I'm pronouncing his name right later. I know nothing about this candidate except he's MAGA. And he's already kissing Trump's ass, seeking Trump's endorsement. Trump came to town, sought a opportune time to give him his resume and go seek his autograph on your resume. And I do like the dinosaur-branded things, and I am looking forward to the 5 o'clock happier happy hour. I did mention former U.S. Attorney James Santel joining us then. My buddy Dom, he's joining soon. Also, Pat Kreitlow, host of the Up North News, he's next. And a sponsor partner, our friends over at Herbal Aspect. We got a big announcement coming up for 420. There could be some devil-branded devil lettuce. I'm just saying, you're going to have to stick around and find out where you get your cannabis products in the future. Very, very soon. More Devil's Advocates, Pat Kreitlow next, then Alan Robinson, then Dom, and you perhaps as well. 844-967-2789. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Coin Flip Friday edition. We'll get to airing the grievances in just a bit.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. It will be Iowa versus South Carolina in the NCAA Women's Championship game after the Iowa Hawkeyes beat the UConn Huskies 71-69. Caitlin Clark led the drive for Iowa with 21 points. South Carolina surged past NC State 78-59. President Biden saw for himself the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
My administration is announcing the first tranche of dislocated worker grants, fancy phrase, to make sure it helps create jobs for workers involved in the cleanup of this incident.
Tyler, Texas is one of many communities in the path of Monday's solar eclipse, with Jeff Williford concerned it might be a traffic problem.
Don't pull over on the shoulder. I know that seems like a okay thing to do, but we discourage that. That can interrupt traffic flow. It could also be dangerous.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Bucks with another loss at home. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the struggling Toronto Raptors 117-111. Milwaukee without Giannis and Damian Lillard, both dealing with injuries. The Bucks have now lost five of their last six games, mostly to teams with losing records. Head coach Doc Rivers met with reporters.
I guess just your feelings. Is it frustration?
Yes,
anger, disappointment?
I'm frustrated, and they're frustrated. I guess that's a good thing, but that's not going to get you anywhere. We got to work ourselves through this. You can feel it. You literally can. You can feel it. You can feel it during the game. You go through these things. I've been through them. You do. You got to work yourself out of them. Even one of the officials said it, man, you can feel the heaviness of your team right now. And I said, yeah, and that happens. But we have to play ourselves through it.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-5 victory over the Seattle Mariners. Seattle pitcher Andre Munoz walked four batters in the bottom of the ninth to force in the winning run. That series continues. The Brewers now 5-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-20s. Sunny, warmer with the wind picking up tomorrow, high mid-50s. Cloudy, breezy, some showers Sunday, high only mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few more showers around on Monday, highs return to near 50 degrees. Right now it's 33.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah.
to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Thank you for that, Rich. He called the shot for me. Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News, a fine journalist, former state senator, friend of ours. Pat, welcome back to the Devil's Advocate. It's been far too long, buddy.
So nice to be here. Happy Friday. I think the last time might have been when you were up here in Chippewa. You interviewed Rebecca Cook, one of the congressional candidates.
We were at the Liney.
At Loopy's. Loopy's, just down the road from Liney's.
Well, we also made our way out to the Liney Lodge
did.
That day.
You did get to the Liney Lodge. That's right. Yeah, you had a good time. You got to come back.
We will. The weather's starting to turn. You know, I got big plans. Do you got any fixer-up plans this weekend? Because I'm painting the boat.
Are you really?
The Jordan Love boat. I spent half my morning driving around looking for marine primer and white enamel paint for a fiberglass boat. It's going to be shiny and white and Jordan Love-esque by the end of summer. But
that'll be nice. No, the pontoon has not arrived yet. It'll be here pretty soon. It'll be going upriver to the Mallard Resort just in time for the fishing opener, or the drinking on a pontoon opener, as the case may be.
Excellent, excellent. We'll have to invite each other over this summer. I'm looking forward to it.
I think a home and home series would be perfect.
Pat Kreitlow, let me ask you. We've got a mutual friend in Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and you had the honor of providing a platform for her campaign launch yesterday morning. It was a big day for Kristen. What was your impression? I know you know her well. What's your impression of her as a candidate?
That she's just a stellar, amazing person who is making a great candidate because she knows her stuff and she knows people and she knows how to talk to people of all political stripes. There's nobody she can't make a friend with. There's also nobody she can't debate if they want to debate her on the issues. She is just quite simply the full package. I say that with all admiration for an OBGYN like her, being married to an OBGYN like I am, who is equally strong and smart and funny. So I just think that given the circumstances post-Dobbs decision, given the open nature of the seat, even though it's, an R+16 district, I think that she can just as easily win this thing by five as lose it by five. So much depends on, you know, President Biden's race, Tammy Baldwin's race, but she is definitely going to hold up her end of the deal on the campaign trail.
Well, certainly better than no candidates running the eighth last time. The Democrats didn't even field a candidate. Now they've got one of the strongest candidates I recall in years. I gave modestly to her campaign. I've encouraged others to do so because it's going to take some money, man. I'm not sure that the consultant class in D.C. are going to give her much of a chance because they don't know her like we know her. But Pat, to know this candidate is to, you know, to admire her and know if Andre Jacques certainly is the opponent. Well, that's a clear contrast. Talking about Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, there's that and so much more. You know, when you get into his record, and certainly his rhetoric is going to play a role in this as well. And Kristen is already well known. She's been on national media. She's been on international media about her leading the fight to restore women's, you know, healthcare rights. She has been a national leader with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. So she's known, you know, throughout medical circles around the country. And yet never forgot that she's, you know, just the girl from Kakana who is out there, you know, serving her neighbors as a doctor and now wants to serve as a member of Congress.
Well, Pat Kreitlow, my good friend and fellow political pundit and strategist and, you know, hobbyist, if you will. What about this dinosaur guy, the Fred Flintstone guy? Apparently he owned the Dinos Markets. I don't even know how to say this guy's name. He's Tony Wyed or Weed. Or wide load, something of the sort. But, you know, it's interesting. When I first saw the dinosaurs, I thought, well, that's an interesting branding. And, you know, the fact he'd retain it, well, that's great. But, you know, now that I know a little bit more and see that he apparently intends to run as a MAGA conservative, I wonder, did he think that was Jesus's ride?
Yeah, I can't not have a full-time job wondering what people are seeing, you know, in Trump, what they are seeing in the whole MAGA movement compared to, you know, showing some compassion and some public service. So while I know nothing about this guy, I've seen enough of the MAGA crowd out there to know that, you know, this year is going to be a year of pushback. Trump had his moment in the sun in 2016 with all kinds of people thinking that he was something fresh and new. Then in 2020, he got a fresh crop of fans, fans who rarely voted because there was never somebody as bigoted as him before. And now they had somebody to support. But now in 2024, where's Trump going to find any other new supporters? He's just going to have hangers on like these people, like all the other hangers on who work for him until they get fired or subpoenaed or fined or fired. And, you know, the candidates dropped throughout 2022, 2023. Trump candidates are going to be dropping throughout 2024 as well.
Pat Kreitlow, I saw that Eric Hudby, that's the presumptive opponent of Tammy Baldwin, the Republican candidate with that marvelous porn stash. Well, yeah. He went up to Green Bay and he apparently appeared on the stage with Trump, at least briefly, and he received the Trump endorsement. And I was thinking to myself, how does this Laguna Beach multimillionaire, does he really have to go MAGA? Do Republicans have to kiss the ring in the ass to win any primary in this state, Pat?
Well, it's just game respects game. And in this case, money respects money. This is Eric Hovde's entire life has been lived around big business and privilege. And he was able to, you know, have a nice life in Washington, D.C. when his dad was, HUD undersecretary for Ronald Reagan. Now he's built up a nice life on the left coast and now wants to come back for Wisconsin to run. So, of course, as somebody who has the, you know, huge real estate empire that his grandfather started and now owns something like three different banks, you know, worth multi-billions of dollars. It only makes sense that Trump would be attracted to him and would endorse him because that's the mindset that they bring into this is that, you know, government should be run like a business, which is one of the biggest fairy tales of your lifetime and mine. And every time we end up electing people with a business background to high office, Ron Johnson, you know, we just find out how it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It always works when the fresh face Pat Kreitlow comes around on a Friday afternoon. Appreciate you putting in a little overtime this afternoon. He is the host of the Up North News, playing out across the Civic Media Network, but especially across Western Wisconsin and the 3rd CD. And Civic Media's got 5 radio stations playing in the 3rd each and every day. And that's just the news talkers. Pat, Derek Van Norden, been quiet on that front for a week or two, but, you know, there's always outrage right around the corner with this guy.
So you're right. Somebody must have taken away his phone for a few days. I mean, he'd been on like an 8-week bender where he was just nonstop rage tweeting and sarcasm and everything else. And not to change the subject too much, but Derek Van Orden, as a member of the House Ag Committee, which is supposed to be a plum assignment, just ask him, he'll tell you. He was part of a working group that recently that working group put out these recommendations, that one of which could finally lead to reform in agricultural visas so that all these migrant laborers on Wisconsin dairy farms could get visas. Right now they can't because the only ag visas are part-time ones good for when you're harvesting the crop. Well, I'm a city boy, you're a city boy, but we know you got to milk the cows all year long. The cows don't just get milked at harvest time, but there's no year-round ag visa. This working group's putting something like that out. He, Derek Van Orden, could be trumpeting this thing from the rooftop saying, I'm going to lead on immigration reform. Instead, he and Tom Tiffany and all the rest of them just sit there and, insult and denigrate and villainize anybody whose skin color doesn't look like them. Derek Van Orden is missing out on a real opportunity to appeal to farmers and moderate voters there. And I'm not here to give him free advice, but if he would stop rage tweeting and really play up that he's the one Republican who wants common sense immigration reform, well, he'd go very far with that. But I offer him that advice because I have a sense he's not smart enough to take it.
Well, he is your congressman, technically, at least for now.
No. He's over there. I can see the 3rd district from here. I'm still in the 7th. They drew the line.
So you got as much time.
Oh, yeah. Remember, they drew that line right up to my house to protect Sean Duffy. back when I ran against them in 2012. So they moved the lines around. They put St. Croix in the seventh. They took Portage County out of the, you know, but put that in the third, took that out of the seventh. So yeah, I can see it just over the ways here from here in Toxic Tom Tiffany's land.
Pat Kreitlow, my friend, former state senator, former candidate for the U.S. Congress, and he lives very close to the third, broadcast across the third.
That's right.
I did quickly Google Derek Van Orden news, and one day old, he was PolitiFacted false yesterday for claiming President Joe Biden purposefully chose Easter Sunday to mark Transgender Day of Visibility, which always apparently falls on March 31st. Biden didn't pick the date. And Derek Van Orden shows once again, he's got a real problem with the LGBTQ.
Oh, the freak out. Well, the freak out was immense between him and what Barb Dittrich said. We played the audio from her. You're talking about how transgender people, you know, suffer from a mental illness. And the people that were just losing their minds over the fact that there was this calendar coincidence and somehow wanting it to blame somebody. That's the way they were talking, this kind of hateful rhetoric on Easter Sunday. And it just makes you wonder if they even went to church that day.
Katrina Shanklin, she's one of the declared Democratic candidates in the third. She has not yet appeared on this program, not since her declaration of candidacy. Not because we're not asking, Pat. But she's out there challenging Derek Van Orden to a debate already. And Van Orden totally avoided his last opponent, Brad Paff, current state senator from La Crosse. He was the last Democratic candidate, never debated. But
nope.
I would point out to Ms. Shanklin, you still got a primary opponent of your own. Shouldn't you be worrying about debating Rebecca Cook at this point?
Really should, but I would say from a PR standpoint, it's never a bad thing to, you know, try to go after the incumbent, try to make yourself look like you're the nominee already. Rebecca Cook should obviously be doing the same thing, and eventually those two will probably, you know, have debates or forums as we get closer to that August 13th primary. But I don't fault either one of them for mainly running against Derek Van Orden, his record, his behavior. Everything about it only helps them as long as, and I can't emphasize this enough, as long as whoever doesn't win the primary gets all the way behind the nominee and doesn't walk away and doesn't pout and just says, all right, it wasn't my turn this time, but we have got to take DVO out. That's their only recipe for success in that third district. That's the only way it's going to work is together.
He's Pat Kreitlow. We're working together here. The Up North News and the Devil's Advocates radio show. Pat, once upon a time, I commentated a debate in the first CD on my radio station when I owned one in Milwaukee. And it was between the Iron Stash, Randy Bryce, and Kathy Myers, a primary debate. And there's an intriguing name that's being bantered about. You know him. He was a congressperson. He's, what, currently the revenue secretary for Governor Tony Evers, Peter Barca. Now, I know there's Lorenzo Santos and Diane Anderson currently declared in that race, but what do you think about Peter Barca's consideration at this point, Pat?
I think there's nothing wrong with considering it since he has, you know, served previously. I'm sure he's looking at the lay of the land because if he has a feeling that you can't be in the majority, if Democrats can't get the majority, he's not going to want to go. You know it's no fun being in the minority in the U.S. House of Representatives. If he sees Dems have a path and that he can get it done and that he really hasn't burned out yet on all that fundraising and campaigning, I would expect him to do it and I would expect him to win.
Pat Kreitlow, of course, Peter Barca would have a path. You know, if he gets elected, man, I got to think that the Democrats are having something of a blue wave because that means he helped to turn what was the Brian Stile District, the CD1.
That's right. I think if anybody can yabba dabba do it, it would be Peter Barca.
Ah, look what you did there, Pat Kreitlow.
I see what I did there. All right.
The very punny and clever and witty and very kind for joining me on a Friday afternoon when I know you didn't have to, Pat. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, buddy. We'll have you around real soon. And not too early, but if you invite me, I'll come.
Count on it.
Tune in early for the Up North News, 6 to 8 a.m. on the Civic Media stations. Come back, one of our sponsor partners, he's Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. Pat, we're delving into the devil's lettuce next.
Good luck.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, the Devil's Advocates.
Now everybody gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick.
But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I welcome back a fine guest, a sponsor partner. He's Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. Played that one for you, Alan. Little Family Guy.
I can tell. So little Stewie's lovely. I love to hear it. Everybody needs a bag of weed.
Buddy, April. This is your month.
Oh, man.
420. It's coming up. I can't believe some are worried about the Trump trial starting on April 15th. Tax day. I look right past that. File an extension. And look to 420. Circle it on the calendar. Falls on a Saturday this year, Alan.
I'm not going to let any political foolishness interrupt my celebration and or my lead up to it. Donald Trump, I'm not thinking of him. I'm not thinking about the race in November, Biden's eventual victory. I'm not thinking about any of these things.
Well, Alan.
Right now I'm thinking about weed.
Excellent. Yes. It is Friday. The weekend's nearly upon us.
Yeah, man.
And you are a retail vendor, but some may not know the cannabis that you sell is completely legal and may be shipped by the U.S. mail and across state lines. It's federally okay. It's state of Wisconsin and most other states okay.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you're listening to me at, you could.
I can definitely send it there without incurring RICO charges.
We don't want that. Trump's got the trial on the 15th. We don't want confusion in the marketplace.
Yep, there it is.
He's Alan Robinson, a sponsor partner of ours from the Herbal Aspect. I've known you for a long time, Alan, and I've always appreciated the way you do business in this town, my hometown. We used to have shops right next to each other until Civic Media got all big and stuff.
Yeah.
But Alan, I got to tell you, we have only once in the history of this 13-year radio product ever had a brand partnership, and it was mustard.
Mustard.
Devil's Advocates mustard.
Yeah, man, you stepped it up.
And I liked it. It had the horseradish in it. I liked it. Not bad.
I'm sure it was tasty.
Not bad for a beta test, but
I'm sure it was tasty.
It's time to do the grown-up thing.
Hey, man, you elevated hot dogs, and now it's time to elevate your listener.
Let's do that. Yeah. So we've got a big announcement. We've been working on this for a bit, sort of behind the scenes, but especially this month, the month of April, the 420 month, the celebratory month. I mean, this is like 420 is like our holiday, the Devil's Advocates. And I know you celebrate as well, but we've got a new product partnership between the Devil's Advocates and Herbal Aspect. We've never done this before. We're putting our name on the Devil's Lettuce.
Oh, yeah, man. So you guys got the Devil's Lettuce, and then you've got two edible products that we're going to be introducing, the Devil's D9 gummies and the Devil's Doubles, which are a special run of our Double Duties branded specifically.
And they're going to be specifically branded with the Devil's Advocates logo.
Oh, yeah, man.
And soon to be tested by yours truly, just to make sure they're suitable for all audience members. Oh, but this is completely legal.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
You are my legal drug dealer.
And it's not that it works because it's like, oh my gosh, it works. These are actual cannabis products that do the desired job.
Well, and I would point out, we didn't go with the low dosage.
No.
Relative to what is available, especially in the edible category, the Double Downs and the Delta 8s, the Devil's Advocate's branding of gummies. Mm-hmm. And are they going to be cherry flavored? Because that's my favorite.
So these are all cherry flavored.
Oh, red.
The Devil's Doubles are going to be 50 milligrams. You're looking at 40 milligrams of Delta 8, 10 milligrams of Delta 9. And the Delta 9 are 15 milligrams of Delta 9 THC.
Now, will these fine new products never before on the market, will they be available before the 420 holiday, before the celebration, man? How are people going to have a good time without the Devil's Lettuce?
You'll be able to start ordering them online next week. But if you order anything from Herbal Aspect, you know, and use the code DEVIL or DEVILS, you'll get 10% off.
Whether you prefer Crudy, I'm the DEVIL, or DEVILS, the plural product when Dom joins at 4 o'clock. Yeah. So let me see if I get this straight.
Yeah.
We got the brand new Devil's brand edibles available by next Friday when you join me again, I hope. Mm-hmm. And we've also got the Devil's Lettuce. So this is the flower. Are we calling it Devil's Lettuce? Is that the official call?
That's your thing. It is a purple colored, very vibrant and fruity flavored flower. The folks will love it.
Fruity flavored flower. Crudy flavored flour, you could say.
I don't want to say what crudy tastes like. I don't want to know what crudy tastes like.
Purple, very colorful, and it will be intriguing because that purple stuff, man, that's intriguing to both the mind and the body.
You know, what's great is that these days you can get strains that are highly cultivated, unlike what we would get in the 80s and 90s. Now, with THCA, what you're getting is a really fresh product that does not have mature Delta 9 crystals on the outside. That's what makes us legal. The THC is locked away inside in the oil in the plant. And what you do is you take it home and you set it on fire, and that'll activate those oils similar to how you would bake your weed in the 60s. And that'll get you the desired effect.
What about the 70s and the 80s? I wasn't alive in the 60s. Still works, though, right?
Well, yeah, man. This is your flower power weed.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, and we've never had a cannabis brand in our name. First time. And, you know, there's been a lot of demand because Dom's got a bad reputation. But, Alan, I'm excited to partner with Herbal Aspect because I know you guys do business right. And I appreciate the fact that this can be mail delivered to any of our clients, and they can use the code starting right now, the code DEVIL or DEVILS.
Yep.
Depending on, you know, whether you hit the S or not. Both work. So we'll get credit because this is, I mean, even if you don't choose the DEVIL product, and, you know, why wouldn't you? But it's not available till next Friday. But if they want to go out and start getting their product, because some people need it now, they can't wait.
Hit us up at herbalaspect.com. Use the code DEVIL or DEVILS and get yourself 10% off. Next week, get you some Devil's Lettuce and those Devil's Doubles.
We're going to see how that goes.
Oh, man.
I love this plan.
Yeah, I'm excited about this plan. Listen, I'll tell you what. Your other guys might have been all right, but I'm an award-winning cannabis retailer. I won the Black Excellence Retail Award. Shout out to the Black Chamber.
Shout out. So, shout out to the Herbal Aspect, our sponsor partner. Shout out. Because now, when you go online at theherbalaspect.com, you can get the Devil's Lettuce. Mm. You can get the Devil's Advocates branded gummies, two flavors, or two kinds at least. And this will be an enduring partnership, I hope. But certainly, get your 420, whatever you need. Stock up.
Herbalaspect.com, man. Herbal.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Tune in Monday, very special Devil's Advocates Radio Show. President Joe Biden coming to my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. You better tune in. Devil's Advocates will bring you all the coverage.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.